Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
Sean, Collingwood are still a fucking disgrace. Mitch Brown is still an AFL player, so everything is at peace in the footy world.
Everything's going all right.
What better time, Sean, Tom, for us to finally fucking rip off the top of our mailbag and finally get down to business to release what could be the biggest team of the year, nay, century, the 2020 How Good's Footy All-Australian Emailer Team. And you might be thinking, but all of your emailers, barely any of them are from Australia. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And that's part of why it's fucking good. We make the rules. You listen. Much like the AFL, we just fucking change the rules willy-nilly, confuse the shit out of everyone, but you just have to roll with it because you don't have another choice, really.
We just do what we want, but at least our suits fit.
Yeah, that's true.
When we first floated this idea, did we think we would ever actually do it? No. But Collingwood's implosion has created like a peaceful time in the war. And so we kind of, it's what's there to do.
It's also fueled us, I think, boys. I think their misery, every day I get up and I'm like, oh man, it's hard to get up today. And then I just remember that I'm not Eddie Maguire. And I go, oh, it's pretty good getting up today.
That is great. Their team's falling apart and we're going to bring our team together.
Yep.
Oh,
if you are,
how good's that?
If you're new to How Good's Footy, this is going to be an episode that's so far up its own ass that I recommend picking a different podcast for this week only and giving it a listen. If you have listened to more than one episode of this, this should be right up your alley.
No. If this is your first ever episode of How Good's Footy, welcome. Every episode is just like this one.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine choosing to listen to a footy podcast for the first time in the middle of November.
Yeah, well, Tom, so I don't know if you remember or if we actually told you this, but our prior engagement with Play On Radio was because we were the football podcast that kept going despite having no football to talk about. So this,
that's good.
Well and truly could be someone's first podcast. Anyway, welcome. You're all welcome here. Yeah, look, enjoy the voyage.
Fuck it, Al.
So, Sean, you've got the names written down in front of you.
Yep.
We've selected 22 people.
Yep.
Some of them we haven't discussed with each other. So, Sean, what we're going to do is you're going to give us their names, and I've got the inbox open, ready to go. And if we need to pull up any evidence, trust me, I'm right here. Inbox is firing and I'm going to be checking our sources. I am not going to be Tom Brown. No one is fucking sneaking into this team on a piss poor effort.
This is the only episode.
To let that happen.
This is the only episode we'll ever do that may contain some elements of research.
Yeah, you will hear typing.
I'm afraid, boys. This is far too much organization. Sean's got a pen. Dude, she's going to be looking at a computer.
Yeah.
I've got a cocktail. It's all happening.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I had to start preparing for this episode 30 minutes before we started recording. That's
unheard of. Unheard of.
That's 35 minutes before I'm usually ready.
All right, boys. Boys, let's start to build the squad.
All right, yeah.
All right. Name number one.
Sean. Fire it off.
Yoav.
Fuck! All right. So, Yoav, Adelaide supporter, has been a fan of the show since it originally started.
Is a Tex apologist.
Is a Tex apologist. Very, very mouthy. Maybe our mouthiest, definitely our lippiest emailer, I reckon.
Yeah, easily.
But I think I respect that because here's like a little bit of a behind the scenes look at How Good's Footy. Most of the time we will read, unless we explicitly say, most of the time we're reading every email we've got that week. Unless, like, it's an episode where our main topic has gone for, like, an hour and a half and we only read, like, one or two emails just so we aren't releasing fucking Snyder Cut four-hour episodes. Yoav is the only person who emails us consistently, even if we don't read out emails that he sent the previous week. That is dedication to the team. Yoav is never shutting the fuck up, even if I'm, like, muting him. And
we do need a lippy fuck in your team. You need someone to mouth off to the opposition, umpires, supporters, and own players.
Tom, I have a sneaky suspicion that Yoav is not going to be the only lippy supporter we've got, lippy player we've got. But I think that, look, as a starting point, Yoav, there's a lot of things about you I don't like, most of them Adelaide Crows related, but Yoav, welcome to the team.
Oh, every team needs a cheeky cunt. That's what I think.
Yeah. I just can't get over.
He's our Heath Shaw.
As coaches, boys, and that's what we are, Tom. I know off air you were like, no, we're not the coaches. We are. We are the coaches of this team.
So as a witness to this conversation, it went Sean being like, so I assume we're the coaches. And Tom said, no, we're the selection panel. And Sean was like, shut the fuck up, Tom. If I'm not the coach, I'm walking out of this podcast right now. And yeah,
That is a direct quote. That's true.
He was probably joking, but we didn't want to check it.
No, I can see that glint in his eyes. I've seen that glint before.
All right, boys, just while I'm here, I'm just going to quickly just as some research. Let's fire up Yoav. What's he sent recently?
We don't need to do any research. Oh. He's the mouthiest boy in the world.
Most recent email, 2 weeks ago. Subject of Richmond, all caps. Fuck. I hate Richmond. That's it. Thank you, Yoav, for your service.
For captain.
Oh, hang on. Don't be throwing. Sean, I know you're the coach, but.
Nah, come on, Tom. You're the coach too, coach.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah.
All right, coach.
That's an American sport thing I like where all the coaches call each other coach. It's beautiful.
It is.
Do you know what I reckon? I reckon
we should
do that.
Do you know what I reckon, Tom?
I reckon
you should shut the fuck up for a second so we can get to the second name of 22.
All right, thanks, coach.
All right, boys. Jason.
Ooh. So this Jason's an interesting one because I assume you mean the Jason that has been on the show.
That's correct, yes.
Four. That's big.
Carlton supporter.
Loves footy.
Has also won a trivia night competition, proving that he had the most How Good's Footy story ever. We hosted a trivia night way back when with Play On Radio, and one of the components of it, you had to answer the question, How Good's Footy, and his answer won. So, for me, it's a no-brainer. He's in.
Yeah, and we didn't know Jason before we started the show, and yet he was such a powerhouse performance and knew all the right people that Jason is in fact got on the show. That's an incredible effort.
If I remember correctly, Jason got on the show and also got Hungry Jack's chippies afterwards.
That's true. We did.
Absolutely
went to Hungry
correct.
Jack's, fired up the best chippies in town.
He's
good.
He's basically in. I often think, you know, just in terms of footy and everything else, is Broden from Auntie Donna's greatest contribution probably telling us about Hungry Jack's chips?
Yeah. Having a Netflix special is second place, and like I respect that.
Correct.
But number one is reminding us about how good Hungry Jack's chips are. And also opening up that he cried because Hungry Jack's was closed. That is a story that I think about often. Jason, fucking welcome to the team, son.
Great. Boys, number three. Jake Simpson.
Oh! Based in Adelaide.
There's a few Jakes. Jog my memory.
So
get some research going, Dusha. We need you to
fire it up.
Because,
honestly,
I scribbled this on a piece of paper a few weeks ago, and I have forgotten various aspects of it.
All right. So Jake also loves a bit of a celebration. I've pulled up an email that Jake sent us. He's a Saints man.
Of course.
He owns that St. Kilda Hawaiian shirt. We've copped a couple of photos of it.
Yep.
He also was an early adopter of How God's Footy. And he has sent a photo of himself in front of the TV watching St. Kilda beat Port Adelaide 73-44, wearing his St. Kilda Hawaiian shirt, holding a beer. And the subject of the email is the view from space. Boys, it's pretty fucking good up here. Loving the view. If the Saints keep playing like this, I'm in real danger of having a cold head, and I've never been more excited. So he made a pledge too.
Great.
He's done all the right things. He's ticking a lot of boxes.
I forgot. I know Jake by his Discord name.
Yes. He's a Saints Fans Plus member. So again, very, very early. And
so he's been here with us since we were a show that did four episodes in a final series 2 years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
He sent us back-to-back emails about St. Kilda beating Adelaide, and one of them was a threat towards Adelaide, saying they're lucky that he wasn't at the Oval to get mouthy at those fucking dogshit Crows supporters. And even though that they're the most dogshit team this season, they broke a 10-year streak beating them. Yeah, Jake, welcome.
He's in. Yeah, he's in just because his mouthiness against Adelaide will counteract Yoav's mouthiness. Mm. So I think if we have Yoav, we have to then have Jake by default.
We've got three players, and there's already a chance of a punch on the field between our team. And I respect
between the players.
Yeah.
Just a chance. I want it to be a certainty.
Well, I'm sure that when we start adding more people, that is absolutely going to happen. Like I said, there's only one. Jason is the only person to break it up. And he could. He has worked as security before, so that's going to come in handy too.
All right, I'm going to fire the team up a little bit more by adding in friend of the show.
Yep.
Artist extraordinaire.
Yep.
Joe.
They have been fucking firing on all cylinders. They disappeared for a bit, but then they came back, and they had a great, 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 great reason for that, and that was, couldn't be fucked sorting out my email address. Did it in the end. Boys, I've been listening the whole time.
It's very How Good's Footy.
So How Good's Footy. I wouldn't email a fucking it's show if I had footy. Issues with my email address. I'd be like, fuck it. They'll figure it out. Who gives
also,
a
boys,
shit?
They know I'm here.
Yeah.
Joe's a walk-up start because Joe is the only person. They're the only person who has sent us individual artworks of our team.
True. Let me tell you, we've copped some incredible presents over the years.
Yeah.
But Joe is the only person to give all three of us unique art.
That's true.
Yeah. So, Joe, fucking hell.
I remember someone sent Tom a Geelong shirt. I didn't see a Brisbane or an Essendon shirt.
Mm-mm.
I've got that. It's a training top. It's got my initials on it. It's such a thoughtful gift. And
beautiful.
But Joe, it's a beautiful piece. Joe's thoughtful gift was to all three of us. So, I think... And the thing I like about Joe, boys, is they love picking fights with us.
Yep.
So they're going to fight the coaches. Yep. They're going to fight the other players on the ground. It's good.
And also picking fights with fuckwit brothers.
Yes.
Important.
And also, the thing I really love about Joe is the screaming into the pillow because, you know, watching the game live and not wanting to wake up the rest of the house. I respect the shit out of that.
We're doing more for the game internationally than Gil could fucking dream of.
Yep.
Boys, speaking of international.
Yep.
We've got to bring a big gun in.
Oh!
A big Canadian gun.
Fuck!
Our man, Brandon.
Oh, yep. Fucking hell. Brandon. So, another How Good's Footy fan that has made just outlandish commitments to the show. Brandon came to hang out with us on Grand Final Day, which is fucked because Brandon is from Canada, famously. The Grand Final... The AFL Grand Final of 2019 was famously not held in Canada. In fact, it was in Melbourne at the MCG.
Yeah. Very famously and traditionally not held in Canada, the AFL Grand Final.
Correct. Which may come as a surprise to some, but yeah, Brandon did not let that stand in his way. He was like, fucking, don't worry about it, I'm coming over. And it was sick. Brandon's performance was so good.
He said early in an email that he was planning to come out for the grand final. And we were like, okay, mate, sure, you're in Canada. And then he was there.
Yeah. A performance so good that, Sean, you gave him your beanie off your head.
That's true, because I think when we got to the ground, you'd forgotten to bring one. Because he asked us, he said he was going to buy one. And you were like, yep, I got it covered. And then, hey, Joel, did you bring the beanie? Oh, fuck.
I think that it's more special that he got your beanie.
Nah, fair enough. I hope he's still wearing it.
I'm sure he is.
I hope he's doing it right now. I hope it's on his head as he's listening to this episode. I hope he's wearing it. And if he's not, I hope he pauses, puts it on, rewinds back to when we start talking about him so he can listen to it again while wearing the beanie. He's in. He's an absolute lock. He's also like prepared. He's prepared to travel. So if this team has to travel anywhere to play, he's in. He's not one of those teams that's going to fumble on the road, because we've got a man who was prepared to come and watch a sport that he'd never gone to a game of in another country.
Yeah. Yep. Brandon also constantly includes his phone number in the email address. So trusting. in his emails, I mean. Trusting.
Call him up. Yep. Let him know that he's in.
What's that number, Joel? Just
Yeah, no worries.
All right, guys. I think it needs a little bit more firepower in the fighting department.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's pretty fighty already. I had to put Brandon in, whose natural Canadian instincts would temper the fighting.
Tom, think about the coaches. We need to have the fieriest team possible. We'll be picking fights on the field, and then we're going to need our players to finish the job we start.
That's true. We need players who at quarter time we can come down and see that full forward there. Yep, kill him.
Yep.
This next choice, I think, ticks all those boxes. Yep. And in fact, it's a double, because it's the Sisters Mountain.
Whoa, the Mountain Sisters. Becca and Jamie. Fucking hell. One. Yep.
They both, now, can we just clarify too, if we pick the Mountains, if the Mountains are in the side, they don't have two separate positions. They just share a position. So we actually have 23 players on the field. Is that correct?
Actually, that's not bad.
that's they wear the same number. No, they're number 11. One has one. The other one has the other one. And they both take up the same position on the field. So it's always two against one.
Yeah. They are very similar to, I guess, the Knuckle Puck brothers in the Mighty Ducks trilogy, except this is the Mountain Sisters. And despite their last name being Mountain, they are not super tall, but I feel like they have a big presence on field.
Yep.
Very important.
I wouldn't hesitate to play them in the ruck.
Oh, not at all.
One can stand on the other's shoulders.
Two people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what? You know why, boys? You know why we're thinking tall for the Mountain Sisters? Because they have introduced us to the greatest non-Australian sporting team in the history of all time, and that is the Atlanta Tall Boys.
Yep.
Yep. That's absolutely, absolutely true. They were also the first people to claim their spot in the AA team. They tried to rename the All-Australian team to the All-Star team. I can see why. Probably nervous that All-Australia meant that two American sisters wouldn't make the cut. But we're here on How Good's Footy. It's All-Australian and you're in.
It's AA. That can be anything. That can be All-Australian, All-Atlanta Tall Boys. It all fits.
Becca sent the email in regards to claiming their spot, and to quote her, "We're entirely ready to join the team. We've got a lot of frustration, angst, and fury stored up and are ready to let it loose on the field."
That's great.
Tick.
Also,
tick.
Joel, I don't know, did Tom and I tell you this, that we received a great email from Becca on our other podcast, Scaredy Boys, which is very worth a listen. An awesome email. Yep. So for that alone, I think...
Yeah.
So selection.
Cross-promotional.
Tip. Cross-promotional. Yeah. That's huge. That is enormous effort.
For allowing us to plug our other podcast in this podcast, they're an automatic lock.
Oh. The coach's dream.
Becca has given you a natural ad, and that is just... money can't buy that type of promotion.
What was the name of the show that she had emailed, Sean? And when can I listen to it?
Oh, that was called Scaredy Boys, Tom, and that is available from Sans Fans Radio every Friday.
Wow. Oh,
thanks. That's great. Thanks, Becca.
Yeah. So, is that three Scaredy Boys, or aka Cowards, watch a horror movie every week and talk about it and shit their pants?
That's true.
That's exactly it, Joel.
We watch the scary movies, Joel, so you don't have to.
Yeah, well, I watch them because I'm not a scaredy boy. But Damo, who is a guest on How Good's Footy, is the third host of that show, another scaredy boy, and I have guested on Scaredy Boys before. Tell you what, great show. Great effort, everyone. Damo, he's on the team. I've gone rogue.
I'm putting him in.
Damo's in.
Yeah.
No, there's a spot for him now because the Mountain Sisters are one spot.
Oh, my God. Oh, the Mountain Sisters have done us a favor again. They've opened the field for Damo.
Wow. Damo, host of Scaredy Boys, a great podcast.
That you can listen to every Friday.
Yep.
Yeah, available wherever you get all good podcasts. And also recently launched a merch store. Fucking hell.
That's Damo. True. You can get a t-shirt, a hoodie, a tote bag, a baseball cap. I'm very excited about the baseball cap development. That's huge. Can't wait to get that on my head.
That is big. That is very, very big.
Yep.
Yep. All right. So, Damo, welcome to the team. Who's next, Sean?
This one screams of controversy. Because it is How Good's Footy's unofficial fourth brother. The Snake Man.
Oh. Oh. Big Cobb.
Yep. Had to do it.
How do I feel about putting my brother on the team?
We need his running power.
Is that nepotism?
I think it is.
That's good. That's what we want. Yeah. So.
Well, I feel like Jacob is an interesting one because he was a very, 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 very... He got sucked into How Good's Footy very late, but in a big way. The show had been going for years. We hadn't heard a peep from Snake Man. Then... after we went over to a Terrence's house for a roast, we all sat down with Snake Man. We did the Sunday quiz. And
that's right.
Fucking hell, ever since then, Jacob can't stop emailing.
Yeah, it's like, Jacob.
He's an aggressive emailer.
He's sending us too many wedding invites. Just come on. Yeah. One was enough. But if you want to send one more, that's all right.
I think he deserves a spot on the team. And I think, look, out of everyone so far, look, I don't know anything about any other people we've picked, but definitely out of the three of us, he's easily the most athletic person probably in this side.
Can he kick, though?
Yeah. Out of the three of us, he's the only one that can run, I think.
Yep. Can he kick? That is a great question. Does he need to?
Probably better than me. Ooh. Which isn't hard.
Yeah, okay. Can I ask another thing, Tom, about his running work? Does he always follow up a pretty hard session with some KFC?
Not always. No, that's not a special treat. Yeah. It's like he's very good with his like food and stuff. So he'll have like periods where he's only eating good food, but when he's eating KFC, he's a happy boy.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. So he's open to the idea of KFC. Yeah.
Look. We went around. I recently had the lockdown is easing. I went home to see them and he was there and we had pizza. And I think he had like 14 slices of pizza. So when he's on.
Yeah, when he's on, he is absolutely on. And that's why Snake Man, he's a lock.
He's in. Boys.
Oh, yes, Sean.
Jakarta James.
Fucking hell. Just when I thought our team could not get any more mouthy and any more fighty, you go and drop Jakarta James on us.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little mixed here because No. Just because I think Jakarta should be in the side. Absolutely. Because we're a team of mouthy shits and he's a mouthy shit. I'm a bit conflicted though because as his coach, I'm not going to be able to coach him because I'm just going to want to fight him constantly.
That's okay. That's fair enough. But I don't know. I think that'll help the team.
If I'm constantly fighting with one of the players.
Yeah, I think it's a team. I think the How Good's Footy team is on edge. And so I think if the coaches are on edge, the players are on edge, it's all happening, Tom. I think just punch on.
We win flags.
Punch on. Run all day. Yeah. Get KFC.
Jakarta James is a Collingwood supporter, right?
Oh. See, I did not remember that. No, I think he's Essendon. No, he's the Bulldogs. He's definitely Bulldogs. He's definitely Bulldogs. He used to be Fitzroy, I believe.
He's not Collingwood.
No, he's not. Because if he was, he wouldn't be in the team.
Yeah, no Collingwood supporters have made the cut, have they, Sean?
Oh, there might be one.
Oh,
because every team needs a weapon.
Yeah. Yep. I'm doing some research, as you can probably tell from all the clicking and the typing.
Is the issue that he doesn't call himself Jakarta James, but we do? So
No. He does.
He does. Yeah.
Two very important things to note. He doesn't call himself Jakarta James in the first email, but I've got both Jakarta James and his name, which is Jakarta James, in front of me, so I can see all the emails. The thing that confused me was, yeah, he got behind Collingwood because they were nice to him.
That's right. He was almost a TC.
Yeah.
Weren't they nice to his nan?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a nice story.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Look, I'm glad that historically Collingwood have been nice. They're not as nice now, so maybe if we have Jakarta James on our side, he can convince them to stop being fuckheads again.
Yeah. Jakarta James also very passively said to us at the end of last season, the next time he's in Melbourne, he's going to buy us all a fucking watch because we cut out Western Bulldogs from... one of our review trade episodes.
Yeah.
Last
and then
season.
We did a whole episode on the Bulldogs.
James, have you been in... That's right. Then we make it up to make up for it. We did a whole episode on the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is correct.
And yeah, I'm still waiting for my watch.
In fact, you aren't in the team until we each get a watch.
No. Tom, the easiest way to get
Your
a watch...
Your position on the team is hinging on a watch.
Yeah. The easiest way to get a watch from Jakarta James, select them in the team. Then they have to come to Melbourne. And then we get those watches.
That's true.
James, I believe in you. I believe that you just haven't been to Melbourne since 2019, which is fair. Jakarta is not in Australia, which is not in Melbourne. I meant that the other way around. Jakarta is not in Melbourne. In fact, is not in Australia. Doesn't matter. I've done so much research,
it's
I fried
also
my brain.
True the other way, too.
Yes.
It doesn't also, matter either way.
It's also not a great time to travel. So
yeah. It's trying times. Yeah.
Also, just one more. The fact that he's sympathetic to Collingwood might help the team because you've got to imagine that we're going to have an entire team punching on with Collingwood.
Mm.
And Jakarta James, we need someone to go for the ball. So he'll just be getting cheeky goals.
Yeah. Our entire team
he'll
will be
kick
punching
100
on with-
in that game because every other player will be just fighting Jordan DeGoey.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they'll be DeGoeying DeGoey. Also, another important thing is every single member of our team we'll definitely get reported in the game against Collingwood, so we need at least one player to field the team the next week.
That's true.
Yeah. A lot of pressure on you, James, but we think you're up for it.
Going from Jakarta James, the Bulldogs man, keeping the Bulldogs flavour, putting in Tennille. Tennille of Football is Forever fame.
Yep.
The official team slogan, you mean?
Yep. A huge email. Historic, really. Got to be a lock, I think.
I've got no complaints. The football is forever. The idea that football is forever is such... In my darkest days after the grand final recently, I just had to remember that football was forever. So, Tennille's in. Because when the coaches are a bit flat, she'll come down. She'll be like, don't worry, boys. Football is forever. And we'll see the light again and it'll be all good.
Tennille also has claimed to be the secretary of the Bont fan club. Which is important, as we love the Bont here. I think historically we all love the Bont. Can't remember if the Bont has been turned on by Sean at points for unknown reasons in the past.
Don't
know. I think every player that plays Brisbane at any point is turned on by Sean for a brief period.
Yeah,
no, but fair. I think with the Bulldogs, it's specifically for unknown reasons. I often turn on the Bont. I've turned on Bevo, and we all don't remember why.
Yep.
It's got to be somewhere in an old episode. Someone's got to remember. If you do,
I
email
don't
the
think
show,
it is,
you'll
Sean.
Be in the team.
I think...
Nah, it's got to be.
And Tennille has been hurt before. So Tennille knows... Tennille's used to the pain of like a crushing defeat of football because the first email I can find from Tennille is about AFLW TCs because of Emma Carney moving from...
The Bulldogs to North Melbourne.
Yeah.
Carney's
year after she won the medal.
And then we just kept talking about how good the move to the Roos was. Tennille, it broke Tennille's heart.
Yep.
That important, welcome to the team, Tennille. Footy is forever.
Yep.
Heartache is only for a season or whatever, but football is forever.
Yep. Boys.
Beautiful words.
The next pick is in the team for two reasons. One, on merit.
Mm-hmm.
And two, because they threatened to bash us if we didn't select them. And that's Georgina. Have I got that right? Were we threatened with a bashing?
George slash Georgie slash Georgina, yes.
Yeah.
You're in just for threat of violence. We're not strong. If you threaten to bash me, I will let you into the team straight away. I'm not starting to fight. This face isn't here to get punched.
Yeah.
I've got soft city boy hands.
Georgie also is the emailer that coined the term footy daddies, something that has haunted us ever since.
Oh. Can we just say too, boys, we're not the coaches of this team. We are the footy daddies of this team. That is our official title. It's not head coach, it's head footy daddy.
That worries me, because then instead of walking around at training and calling each other coach, we're just calling each other daddy.
George/Georgie/whatever, which is how they signed off an email that I've currently pulled up in front of me, also includes PPS. So PS, I swear to God, if you do not select me in the email as Australian team, I'll never call you footy daddies again. PPS, also I actually play footy, so you should probably select me as captain. Strong.
Wow. So far they are probably the only person in the team who plays football.
I believe Jason may have played football, and Jake also may have played football. I may be wrong about that.
I think Tennille plays as well. I could be wrong.
So, Tom, that statement feels wrong.
Do you know what? Would it be an episode of How Good's Footy if I wasn't wrong?
Tom. Correct. That's a very good point, actually.
Tom, would you like someone else in the team who plays footy?
I would. All who right. do you got for me?
I've got the Wimbledon Hawks best player, Luke.
Oh.
Luke.
Champion of the Wimbledon Hawks. Superstar, from what I hear from him. Nah, he's in. Luke's a lock.
Oh, for sure.
Luke's... Now, here we go. I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, Sean, but I'm pretty sure Luke is a lock, because Luke can actually get us access to another player who is playing in the same, like, European league for a German team. And I think that's Moritz.
Yep. That's correct.
So I think, unless Moritz is on your radar later, I think Luke and Moritz are a 2-for-1.
Well, let's just get him on. Let's get him on now.
And Luke, this one's just for you. Fuck the Clapham Demons. Oh. Fuck them to hell.
That's our other motto.
Yep.
That's our other motto. Yeah, football is forever. And then under our breath, fuck the Clapham Demons.
Rich cunts.
All right, boys. We've got to put into the team Josie.
Absolutely. And Josie includes two members that join our rookie list, which is the two children, the Cats supporter and the Brisbane supporter, who are always punching on with each other.
They are perfect.
They're our category B rookies.
Yeah. Anytime there is footy happening in Josie's household, there's also fighting happening in Josie's household. And one thing that I really respect, and something that I think will really help Josie and our team, is that Josie fucking embraces the chaos secretly. She's like, now, kids, stop fighting. Fuck, this is pretty fucking funny, though, hey?
There was that email the other day about the Brisbane Geelong game.
Yeah,
where
better luck next
the Geelong
year,
supporter
sis.
Had some real smug... That's right.
Yeah.
At halftime.
Oh, it's cheeky. That's fucking cheeky.
Also, Joe fucking loves to crack the shits of the emails, and I love that.
Yeah.
The amount of apologies we've gotten from Joe, like a double email, because Joe's been like, fuck those... Well, I don't think Joe's ever said cunts, but I've felt it. Like, Josie may not have the same type
it's
of...
It's radiating out of the inbox.
Yeah. May not use the same vocabulary as me, but I can feel it.
All right, guys, I reckon this might be the only Port Adelaide supporter we're going to squeeze into the team.
Is it Gavin Wanganeen?
Technically, Sean, sorry Jordan, you're out. Gavin Wanganeen's in. You got to have a Brownlow to be in this team. Nah, it's Jordan, boys.
Jordan, an absolute fucking loose cannon of a man.
Is he in charge of post-game drinks and pre-game drinks and mid-game drinks?
Jordan is definitely our fucking libber. Jordan, we're going to have to keep tabs on Jordan at all times. Dusty left at the MCG. Fucking Jordan will fucking... Who knows what they'll find in the car park after his grand final.
He'll accidentally take the G home in his pocket with him.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Jordan,
I just have to say, Sean, I just have to correct you very quickly here. You've said he's our only Port Adelaide supporter besides Gavin.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No,
Jacob, Snake Man, is a big Port Adelaide man.
I forgot. I guess he's just...
The creator of Charlie Big Dick Dixon.
Yeah, I guess I just think of him as such a good bloke that now to remember that he's Port Adelaide, it's shocking to me.
Yeah. It's also just on Jordan, just back to Jordan real quick. As listeners, you may remember him as the person who got on the gear and emailed us that Tom Hawkins and Tom Lynch are brothers.
That was a good one.
Yep.
Can't this argue next with that. One. This Jordan's next one, in. Fellas. This is maybe controversial because I think that this person burned brightly and then we probably haven't heard from for a long time.
I'll stretch the reflexing, the researching fingers.
Yeah.
Let's get it done. All right, lay it on me.
Kados the Weapon.
Ah! Fucking... Oh. The weapon's been silenced. Fucking hell. Wait, Kados, where have you been?
Because I mean, think he had that period where he was red hot. He was the weapon of the inbox.
He was the weapon of the inbox.
He was red hot when his team were red hot, and then his team went a bit cold, and he was less red hot.
So this is one that I'm happy to be overruled on this choice, if that is the decision of my fellow footy daddies.
I just realized that I accidentally cut off most of his emails because I searched for Kados.
Yeah.
In the inbox. He does sign off a lot of his positive emails with Kados.
Yeah.
But now that I've actually searched for his real name, I tell you what, he's emailed a lot more than I thought.
Okay.
So let's not forget that Caden's first email came sometime in July, the 10th of July, according to this. I've done the research.
This is deep.
Yeah, this is deep. Like, I really want everyone to know that I'm the man in the chair. I'm in front of a laptop. I'm getting it done. Caden has emailed. First email that Caden sent, subject flag pies. So that obviously didn't turn out well. But the first line of the email is, "Hey, Tom, you clown, how's that win by the pies tonight?"
He's in.
And then he doubles down because his next line is, "You didn't have to wait long to see their next win, you clown." Caden has never met Tom. Like, this isn't like a secret behind the scenes thing.
Never met him. Never seen him. Never.
That was the first we'd heard of him. welcome to the team, Kados.
Oh, he's in. All right, this one. I think this one's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Because I don't think our team is chaotic enough yet, so I think we need to add a little special K.
Are you absolutely sure that this team is not chaotic enough?
Not quite. Special K, I think he's in. I think that's a lock.
Oh, Special K, fucking hell. No one's ever been,
boys,
more of a lock.
I don't know if Special K is in the team.
What?
Because I think Special K is how good's footy Stephen Dank. I think he's the team's high performance manager, just doing Special K things. He'll just, like, at the end of training, he just puts on a trench coat and a hat and just walks off, and you don't see him for a few days, and then he comes back and he's got a postcard from Brazil. It's like, what were you doing there? And he just says, "Don't worry about it. I've got this new goal-kicking technique and Gatorade. Everyone has to drink it."
Important to note with Special K, first of all, Tom, I'd just like to say he's in the team. We don't need a Dank. Or if Special K is our Dank, he's doing it from the field.
Even better. You know what? I've been overruled and I agree. That's much, much better.
Also, I've just dug very deep. In fact, I've gone back to 2018. So Special K signed off their first email with a non-Carmichael Hunt name. We then said Special K, Carmichael Hunt, every single email since then, and there's been a few, they've signed it off as Carmichael Hunt. That's dedication. Special K has assumed the Carmichael Hunt.
Is it dedication, boys, or was it just the admission that we had guessed the secret identity of this emailer as the one and only Carmichael Hunt?
So either they have been living, they tried to live a lie for 1 week and got called out, or they've been living as Carmichael Hunt for the last 2.5 years.
Fucking hell.
Either way, Special K, welcome to the team.
Oh, the team's got two libbers now.
We're a team with two libbers and every other player is Barry Hall.
All right. Next one, boys.
Yep.
Ryan Aisbett.
Fan Megawall. The only How Good's Footy fan that we are aware of that was on television to celebrate How Good's Footy. Not How Good's Footy the show, just How Good Footy is.
The most merched-up man in the world. That Brisbane Lions wall behind
the shop.
Him.
So when he's not playing, he's running the shop.
Yeah.
Selling all the merch. Yep. Good.
Also, he included a photo of himself on the Mega Wall warming up before the game. One hand, phone. Other hand, one third of a kebab.
That's how good 20 energy, I think.
Yeah. Do you know what I love about this team is I just know that at the end of every game, the recovery for this team, you know, usually you'll see teams have like Gatorade and like lollies and things like fruit. This team's having beer and a HSP.
The biggest HSP you can find.
It's actually just a big one, and everyone eats it together like a big family.
All right.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shield Wolf.
Ah, Randy, a.k.a. Shield Wolf.
Yeah.
Randy. I was like, Shield Wolf. But Randy, I know. Randy's a Geelong man, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
You are correct, yep.
Yeah, Randy's in. Nepotism again.
Randy,
you're
lucky to get in.
Horizontal stripes that are blue and white, you're in.
Randy, very, 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 very lucky to get selected, considering their last email attacked two of the three coaches.
I'd forgotten about that. That was a crack at me, wasn't it?
Crack at you, crack at me. Loves Tom. Fucking does not like us. Doesn't respect the coaches, but maybe.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this late
Can I just say, before... No. Just hold up. Before you two both be like, oh, it doesn't respect the coaches, there are at least five or six players in there who've had a crack at me and don't respect me. So I can have one player who respects me, please. Just one.
I don't know, Joel.
So
how you get thrown out of a coaching position.
Randy / Shield Wolf. Look, I don't need to clarify this. You can hear the typing. You love it. You know that this is... I'm just in the research zone. I've pulled up Randy's application email. I will not make a plea for the All-Australian email team, as I believe that you will ask... that if you ask for it, you don't deserve it. Which is fucking huge, considering all of us have asked...
specifically asked for it.
We asked everyone to ask for it. I've also just noticed something else about this email that is fucking enormous, so we'll get to that in a second. I will, however, remind you that Carney put me on the team only 2 minutes later, remove me. So, if I am added, that will make me technically the first ever two-time All-Australian emailer. A great honour it would be, but it will never top Joel Dusha saying, "Fuck you, Randy!" on the pod. That will live in my heart forever.
Well, I've just done that again.
Yeah.
Is Randy a four-time All-Australian now?
Randy.
Randy might be captain. Fuck.
If we're going based on the multiple selections, he's the only one who stands a chance.
I like Randy on the team because I like the idea of being able to fire a player a lot.
Just Randy.
Constantly, anytime the team has a loss, you fire Randy, and then on Monday, he just walks back into the club because he knows he's not really fired. He's just back.
Yeah, that's good.
No, he just waits in the car park, waits for the phone call of to be rehired, knows it's coming, so he's there on time every week, regardless. Randy, you're the first
just the
ever.
Idea that it's like he holds the record for the most delistings. It's 22 by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Randy, as a four-time All-Australian emailer, welcome.
Wow. We need to make room for a Richmond supporter at this time.
Yep.
And I can't go past Paddy McGrath.
Paddy McGrath. All right. Paddy.
I don't think I want any Richmond supporters.
I don't think he's ever emailed in under Paddy, though. That's just me calling him Paddy. I think it's Patrick.
Yep. So, Tom, you'll like this. Most recent email from Pat is a negative email on Richmond about the AFLW, the VFLW situation.
I take it back. He's in.
Also, Paddy, Big Paddy, as he will now be known, loves Toby Nankervis and also told us a story about Brendan Ellis getting kicked out of a local basketball team for yelling.
Great.
Oh, no, he's actually a lock.
Yeah,
Damn.
I respect Paddy because he loves his club, but he's not afraid to call them out when they're being fuckwits.
Yeah. And
we could use that within our own team. You know, he loves the team, but if we're being unreasonable with the amount of HSPs we're feeding everyone, he'll tell us.
Oh, no, boys. We might have a little bit of an issue here with Paddy. Dear fellow disciples of the Most Holy Snake Man, so there might be a bit of hero worship with him and Jacob on the same team.
And Jacob would love that. Jacob won't... Actually, Jacob will play 10 times harder if he thinks someone's watching him.
Okay, and Paddy will be watching him.
Yeah.
Paddy also hotel quarantine in Brisbane to watch the footy, which is a huge commitment. Hang on. I've just realized something fucking enormous here, and this is like... big. Do you know who pledged, boys?
Oh.
Hey, Pat, you're off the team unless we get a fucking photo of your shaved head, mate.
Oh, holy shit.
He pledged. Paddy, mate, you are only in this team if your head is as shiny as Gary Ablett's.
No, it just needs to be shaved.
Very interesting. We would have heard by now.
So... Maybe he
tried to dilute us chasing the pledge by being, you know, an empathetic winner to the losing side and getting in my ear about the AFLW thing, which, you know, I don't care about now until I know that he shaved his head.
So
we're going to need some proof.
Yeah.
Look, I may...
Pending.
I may have been putting words in Paddy's mouth because I can't find an email that says I pledge, but...
Oh, what are you talking about
then? No. Listen to this, though. Fingers crossed for good vibes and shaved heads. And and up the fucking Tigers.
No, so Joel, that's not a pledge. I think he's referring to... I think he's wishing
our
us well.
Shaved heads.
Yeah,
yes. So, Sean.
Yeah.
He's
when
a
was
Richmond,
that, though?
He's a Richmond supporter in quarantining in Brisbane with his Brisbane supporting partner. So... if he's hoping for shaved heads in the future, it can't be yours because Richmond were about to, we're going to try and stop that.
I don't know. I feel like it's more of a wishing you guys well, wishing you shaved heads. That's my vibe. I think if you can find an earlier one that says, I pledge. Yeah, I thought you had him. I thought you had him cold.
Oh, fuck. That would have been...
Boys, I'm overruling both of you. Paddy, shave your fucking head to get in the team.
Oh,
and Paddy's first email is from August. Paddy, late addition to the team.
I think Paddy's in the team. Or not. If I get overruled, I get overruled. That's the
that shaved head. He's on the squad, but not on the team.
I reckon Paddy's in the team, but this whole season I'm gonna be just like looking at his luscious head of hair and being like, I don't know if that should be there. I just don't know. Pat, also don't know what your hair looks like. You mightn't have luscious hair, and that's okay too.
Is that two for Pat in the team?
Yeah, Pat's in the team.
All right, Pat's on the bench.
Pat's on the bench.
Yep. All right, who else we got? I've gone Jacob Harvey.
So, Jacob Harvey. Signs off as Jake. Confused me with the Jacob part there for a second. We got a lot of Jacobs that email into the show.
We have a heap of Jakes. That's why I got confused when you said the Jake earlier. I was like, which Jake? Because there's about eight.
Yep.
So, Jake, this Jake has, look, sent us a lot of emails. That's good. Hashtag fags for the dad hug was from this Jake.
Yeah, big.
So Jacob's another Richmond supporter that again has mentioned bald heads, but I cannot find a pledge. Fucking hell. You got a lot of Richmond supporters out there fucking on thin ice. But, so Tom and Sean, Sean, I'm sure you remember this, but I think the crowning achievement for Jake was the fact that he emailed us about a disagreement he had with his dad, and we suggested fighting your dad.
Yeah,
and he said, "I can't fight my dad at the moment because he tore his ACL trying to skateboard."
We get Jake and his dad.
Oh yeah, absolutely. His dad is probably fucking vice coach, assistant coach,
assistant footy daddy.
Jacob Harvey and dad.
Yeah. Dad.
And skateboard.
I assume that fight is pending, yeah? That fight will be happening as soon as his dad is recovered.
Oh, yeah. So the moment dad's got two working legs,
it'll maybe be awesome. The fight will happen on the field during a game.
Yeah. So for anyone who missed that original email, I believe that Jake's dad tried to get him to barrack for Carlton. He barracked for Richmond. Jake just turned 18, and we said, that's it. It's time to fight your dad in the backyard. And, Jacob's dad, unfortunately, bit wary at the time due to only one working knee due to a skateboarding incident. Which is concerning because there is a chance that I may be Jake's dad from the future.
Jesus.
Big chance.
Mm.
Boys, I've gone with Charlie.
Charlie.
I don't think we heard from Charlie as much this year, but Charlie is sort of our original resident West Coast supporter.
Oh, yeah. No, that rings a bell. We've got to have a few of those Eagles in there because they didn't have a great year. So
Charlie, in fact, is an absolute picked on the form of last year because Charlie has not sent us a single email in 2020.
Really?
Hmm.
I'm going to have to move to knock him out of the team.
Yep.
Hurts my heart to do it, but if we picked the team last year, he might have been captain.
You've got to have played a game this year at least, right?
Must have done his knee, didn't get on the field this year.
But I will keep an eye on them for this. They're in the squad, like the extended squad. They just didn't get picked for the team because, you know, they didn't play.
Sorry, Charlie.
Have a crack next year, mate.
Yep.
This is a bit of a latecomer, I think, in 2020, and that's Inaki. Now, Inaki is one of our overseas listeners, a very fired up Brisbane supporter who I think will add to the on-field punch-ons that this team requires.
Ooh. That is very, very,
very
important.
This entire team just is punching on left and right.
Yeah.
All right, I've fired up the inbox again. Fuck. Anarchy's first email. Whoa, okay. Anarchy's first email comes out of nowhere. Just like... blew a hole in our fucking inbox because Anarchy just fucking comes in and just tears into Baz, our resident emailer that is in jail for TC behavior.
Yep.
So we hadn't heard from Anarchy prior to this. The first line of their email, your whole fucking spew of an email reeks of the arrogance and lack of passion of a big team. As an international Brisbane fan for about 6 years now, who until recently only saw loss after loss from the Lions, never once would I bet against my boys or girls. That's the first thing we heard from Anarchy. Yep. Fucking hell. Welcome powerful. To the team.
That's a strong start. That is a strong, strong start.
Straight in. All right, guys. Matthias.
Yep. Matthias.
Who did Matthias go for again? Was it like...
St. Kilda, I'm pretty sure.
Saints. I feel like it's one of those clubs, like a Saints or a Bulldogs or something like that.
Mm. So, Matthias is, Tom, a Geelong supporter. I know this because Matthias got us to rename their cat. And we went with...
Asava Katagalia was the original name, yeah?
Asava Katagalia is what we went with. However, Matthias has emailed us to let us know that because Asava Katagalia was not selected very often this year, the... cat's name is now Caddy Dangerfield.
That's also good.
Yeah,
I do prefer the first one, but
yep.
Very good.
Caterpillar is very good. They should just have rolled with it and just called the cat Grian.
Well, another thing is, and something that we may be forgetting, is the fact that we are actually responsible for the cat's name change originally, because the cat's name prior to Sava Caterpillar was Turbo. And after hearing an episode where we were like, Turbo is just like a more powerful champ, they were like, well, fuck, we cannot be having the cat called that.
No, that's absolutely true. Do you know what? I've just thought of another great one, and this player is being selected every week. So you could get another cat. So you have Sava Caterpillar and his good mate, Brandon Perfitt.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Fucking hell. You should make a Geelong cat calendar.
Yeah.
Clever. Just a different cats. Other yep. people's. I'll just take stock photos of other people's cats, put yep. it in the calendar, and name them all something different.
Big. Love that.
But yeah, now Matthews is in, and provided that Caddy Dangerfield is our mascot.
Yes. Yep, that's fair.
I think that goes without saying, hopefully.
Matthews also sent us a sad email on grand final day that had the subject footy is forever. So using the slogan as well, that's good.
Yep, fantastic. Teamsmanship. Going with Davi.
Ah, great choice.
International selection.
Yeah, another international selection. Davi is from Brazil. Wrote in asking us for guidance originally. Ended up choosing to follow St. Kilda. Davi also, very, 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 very handily, has included their stats. So Davi says 1.8 meters tall, weighing 77 kilos, has lost up to 44 kilos, and is now putting on some muscle. So very Jesus. Lean. Played soccer and basketball, great hand-eye coordination. And boys, this is going to be the most important aspect of Davi. I've done kung fu and boxing for 6 months. Fucking hell.
Weapon.
Fuck.
In the side.
In the Muay side. Thai for 45 minutes every day during lockdown. Fucking hell. Davi, welcome to the team. Davi ends with, am I in, coach? Am I in? I'm ready. Davi, you're fucking in, mate. Welcome to the team.
All right, Jacob McRae.
Jacob McRae. All right. Jacob, very, very, very quiet this year. Jacob has emailed us once in 2020. And at this point, you're probably being like, Jacob, you've put your hand up for selection. But you've only emailed in once. It's going to have to be a fucking enormous email. And look, the email we got, good email. Jacob assessed the pies, like the physical pies, like the food, a hot pie, and claimed that the Giants Stadium had the best meat pies at any footy ground in Australia. And that includes the weird rectangular ones.
This yep. No, this is all right. This selection's good because him talking about the pies at Giants Stadium reminded me that you can get a Rogan Josh at Adelaide Oval. So he's in.
Yeah. Now, this is big because Jacob acknowledges this. We got another email from Jacob. Jacob claims that anyone who puts a hand up for the All-Australian team should be immediately disqualified, but because we asked for it, he's happy to let it slide. Great. Fighting the coaches again, something we respect. Now, Jacob says, like in every All-Australian team, there is always one or two players who don't really deserve to be selected or blokes who have been picked solely on historical form. I'm more than happy to fill in for that bullshit role and force a more deserving person out of the side. And that is because Jacob is the person who highlighted Mark Jacko Jackson's music career to us and sent us a copy of Me Brain Hurts.
Oh, yeah. Lock.
Oh, that is the most legacy. They're in.
Yep.
That's no question.
Jacob.
The Pye Rogan Josh connection was enough for me, but now that I know this.
So Jacob was so shattered after last year's grand final that they did one of the most angry runs humanly possible. It was all fists and I probably wasn't blinking much, but you have to do something with that kind of energy. Sorry to anyone around Olympic Park who thought I was trying to chase them down. So that is big, because that's big I'm on my bike energy, except Jacob took it one step further, took to the streets and won. Lost on grand final day, but won against the streets.
I respect it heaps.
I got another one, boys. So, yep. Katie, if you recall, sent us that incredible cross stitch of the three of us.
Oh, Katie.
Oh, well, in. Lock in.
Katie also acknowledges that they haven't emailed us that frequently. Dear footy boys, I'm putting myself forward as a smoky for the All-Australian How Good's footy team. I haven't emailed in as frequently or as with as much wit as some of the other listeners, but I did send you a physical gift. And we are nothing if not able to be bribed. So, look, welcome to the team, Katie. That is a great cross-stitch. I was literally looking at it today. It is in my bedroom currently, which is where I'm recording from, so I guess it's one third of the How Good's footy studios. Also, Katie has mentioned that they started listening to the pod as an unaffiliated supporter, but throughout the years of listening to you and your Australian friends, it's become a Geelong Cats supporter. I'm looking forward to the day where you no longer bully handsome Tom for his allegiance. Love, Katie, cross-stitcher extraordinaire. Covers a lot of ground there. Katie, welcome to the team.
Me too, Katie. I'll be waiting for that day too.
And Katie, that just day will never come.
The day when my friends respect me.
It's easy. Tom, we'll leave you alone if you just cut out the arrogance. But unfortunately, that's impossible.
It's part of who you are.
Yeah.
Joel, we've established that I'm not arrogant. I'm an idiot.
No, Tom, you're doing the same fucking thing as you always do, which is what brought up that comment in the first place, is your stupidity adds to the arrogance. It's not a separate thing.
It's seasoning.
And then that is like the fucking fourth time you've said that too, being like, no, I'm not arrogant, I'm just dumb. Shut up, cunt, you can be both.
Boys.
Never thought I'd be both. This feels good. I'm a dual position player.
Tom, oh my God, shut up.
Aaron Nichols.
Yep. Big Essendon supporter, I believe.
Yep.
So Aaron has put the hand up for a All-Australian selection and is claiming that, again, kind of a legacy position, not super active this year, but is a big Essendon supporter, owns the 1993 Premiership t-shirt that has the final scores on it, and is making a pledge to cut their hair into an Ice House 80s mullet from the music video Electric Blue if Essendon make the grand final. Not win, make.
Jesus.
That's still a high bar.
And Aaron is also saying that in 2019, and something that kind of went undiscussed at the time, made the ultimate profit call, where Aaron tipped every single game of the 2019 AFL season prior to the round one commencing and didn't change a single tip.
Nah, that's respect.
There's nothing but respect for
Aaron's
that.
Aaron's in.
That kind of blind faith in How Good's footy will really, really help you in the team, as we are the coaches, so we expect you to listen to us.
We're down to our last two spots, boys.
Fuck, this is juicy.
Sam Hamilton Barry.
Oh, okay. So this was a personal selection of mine, and it comes down to solely an email we received yesterday.
Okay.
So Sam made the team off the back of an email that I saw come into our inbox yesterday, but Sam has been very active over the years. Copying a couple of emails a season from them. Sam wrote us a poem in 2019. And then I wasn't happy with the poem because it had a crack at Essendon and replied to my criticisms with a second poem. Sam was also struck by lightning the same day as Wooshner. And most importantly...
Wait. I feel like we are burying the lead there enormously. They got struck by lightning...
on the same day as Wooshner.
Same storm.
Same storm,
fucking
maybe.
Hell.
Maybe same Jesus. Superpowers. But, most importantly, so that all seems big, but I just want to read you the email we just received from Sam, fresh off the presses. Subject, I am under some influences. Hello, boys. Pod is good. I like it. Gold Coast Suns player is Auntie Donna fan, so potentially they have listened to you guys from having Broden on. So AFL player might have listened to the pod. 5! Isn't that crazy? Oh, and Joe Danaher's head is way too small. Give that boy some omega-3 fatty acid pills. Alir left Sydney. It is a tragedy. I remember his first game, his first goal, sad face, and his last. It is bad he left. We love you, Alir. Regards, Sam, I love the show, sent from my iPhone, and I very strongly speculate, considering the way that email is written compared to the way that Sam writes every other email, not only sent from their iPhone, but also sent from a pub.
Sent from 20 beers.
Sent from, yeah, that is, Sam, let us know how you're feeling, because that is a championship effort based on that, and yeah, thank you for all the emails over the years. Welcome to the team, Sam. Late inclusion.
Speaking of late inclusions, I'm pretty sure we got an email today from Alexander.
Alexander.
This is closing the gap. They left this to the final bee's dick.
Yep. Alexander, fucking hell. So yes, we got an email roughly 12 hours ago. This is some fucking Adrian Dodoro knocking down the fucking door as they're trying to fucking get a trade done right on the buzzer. So, Alexander has sent us a very, very, very long email about questions about a suspected TC, and we will get to that in the future, but I'm far more, far, far more invested right now in the PS of this email, which says, on a completely different note, now seems like a good as moment as any to make my pitch to the All-Australian How Good's Footy Selection Committee. I'm a rookie emailer, only in my first year on the show's list. I've also not been a weekly presence in the inbox, so neither consistency nor my name alone will get me in. I've had a few extremely solid performances, I reckon. Performances that might have me in some fringe conversations. But I'm going to have a shot. I need a ripper performance. A 10 coaches votes, 30 disposals, or 4 goal effort. I need to send in some fan art. Mind you, I'm a crap artist, so you wouldn't likely enjoy a drawing or something from me. But after work today, I messed around with something a little bit, and if it gives you lads a fraction of joy I've had from listening to your nonsense all year, then I'll be glad. Hope you enjoy it, and well, here we go, here we go, here we go. So, Alexander has included an organ cover of our theme song. it sounds like it may be a keyboard effect and not an actual organ, but either way, it's fucked. I reckon I'll use Alexander's version to play the show out.
Yeah. Alex is in. He's written the official team song, so he's in too.
Yeah, it's just to prepare everyone, no vocals, and it is a very somber version, but it's a version.
That's for when we lose games because all of our teams reported for punching on, and the only player left is Jakarta James because he's not bashed anyone, but every other player has just been red carded.
Jakarta James is only throwing punches at halftime when I try and pull him aside to tell him to pull his head in, and he beats my head in.
Here's the thing, they've been toying around with a red card rule. Our team plays 2 rounds, they immediately introduce a red card rule.
So, I think that Alexander has also done us a favour, because often when How Good's Footy does episodes where we're like, How Good's Footy, it's actually fucking dog shit, which doesn't happen very often, but does happen. We now have a song we can use for it.
We do.
Alright, boys, what I'm going to do, I'm going to quickly read through the list of names, and if I read your name out, you are in the team. You're in the How Good's Footy squad.
Yeah.
While I'm doing that, if you boys want to just have a quick moment and think about who you think should be the captain of this team.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
You're in the team. Yoav, Jason, Jake Simpson, Joe, Brandon, the Mountain Sisters, the host of Scaredy Boys, Damo, Jacob Snakeman, Jakarta James, Tennille, Georgina, Luke, Moritz, Josie, Jordan, Kados the Weapon, Special K, Ryan, Randy, Paddy McGrath, Jacob Harvey and his dad, Inaki, Matthias, Davi, Jacob McRae, Katie, Aaron Nichols, Sam Hamilton Barry, and Alexander. Well done.
So congratulations to the 2020 All-Australian How Good's Footy emailer team. You've all had a ripper year. Some real 11th hour performances by some of you, but I feel like you all equally deserve to be there.
Yep.
I think I'm going to put forward, and the C that we're going to stitch to these people's jumpers, unfortunately, will have to come in two, because my selection for the captain is the Mountain Sisters.
Jesus.
So the Mountain Sisters don't email in a lot, but I feel like they've obviously, their captaincy in my eyes has opened a spot in the team for Damo, a person I quite like. The Mountain Sisters are also all-rounders, I guess. Like, they can be fiery.
Are they twins?
No.
Because that would have been funny if...
Yeah.
Because Damo is a twin. That would have been very
fuck.
Funny.
No. Not twins.
Is Damo's brother in the team?
Fuck. Is that how twins work? We're playing a game, we're looking out, and we're like, oh my God, that's not Damo, that's his brother.
Okay, Tom, who were you thinking?
I'm thinking for the captaincy. Yeah, it's, upon thinking through it, the choice is, I mean, it's no choice at all, boys.
Yeah.
Special K.
Oh, you've gone very cooked. I think you've... Okay. I think the mistake you've both made, particularly you, Tom, you've gone with just insanity
chaos. Because it's a co-captain job.
Well, who's the co-captain? Bear in mind, I don't believe in co-captains.
It's Special K and Damo.
Fucking hell.
Well, that's going to cause some friction because Damer's a Hawks man.
It'll be Look, very funny.
I have captain and vice captain.
Ooh.
I think for the captain of this incredibly fiery team, this team will get the most suspensions in the history of football, I think. I think you need a level-headed captain who can lead. And I think it's got to be Brandon from Canada.
Ah, clever.
And I think vice captain, I think vice captain's George.
That's true. But do you want a vice captain that's going to call their coaches dad or daddy?
That isn't okay. That's a good point.
Yep, yep.
No, you want a captain to do that. So George is the captain.
I would go the captain is Brandon. And then as a vice captain, he needs someone who's not afraid to murder for the team. And then that is the Mountain Sisters.
Okay.
That's my take, I think.
See, I feel
I love that we've just assumed the Mountain Sisters are this violent, unstoppable force.
Don't worry. In their email, they wrote that they were fired up. They got a lot of anger belt out.
Yeah, yeah. They live in the US, Tom. And I don't know if you know anything about America at the moment, but it's a pretty fiery place.
Yeah.
It is. Now, look, I'll give you that.
I will say that my choice of the Mountain Sisters as captains was because I believe that they will be fiery when they need to be, but also level-headed, just all-round selection. But if we're picking them as a very fiery choice, I think... Well, okay, so I feel like that as my vice captain then, we're going to need a more fiery choice. So I'm going to have co-vice captains, and I reckon... And one of these is a very, very, very left-field choice. So one, Jordan. Okay. I would follow that man into battle at any pub.
Yeah. Is this for vice captain, did you say?
Yeah, vice captain. So
who's, in this instance, who's your captain? Is it still the Mountain Sisters?
Mountain Sisters are my co-captains. Okay. Well, actually, they're sisters. It's one captain.
Yeah.
The Mountain Sisters are captain.
That's how
I've got co-vice captains.
Okay.
It's my leadership group. Jordan. Just reliable. We'll get the job done. He'll have a lot of ideas and a lot of theories about maybe the players being related, and he'll be like, hey, have you heard that Becca and Jamie are sisters? And I'll be like, yes, they're the Mountain Sisters. And he'll be like, much like Tom Hawkins and Tom Lynch. And I'll be like, yes, Jordan. But also, my other co-vice captain, and this is a dangerous one, but I think it has to be Jakarta James.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, far out, that's big.
It will be nice to have a player on the field that is in the leadership team that hasn't been suspended for the entire season.
I don't think Brandon will be suspended.
Brandon Never. Is clever.
Tom, who's your vice captain?
Okay, boys, I'm coming with a new idea based on the Brandon information. Special K, I can't give him that responsibility. He'll lead the entire club into disrepute. we got a team of... You need someone who can play that line. Brandon's the vice captain in this scenario here because the captain might be suspended from time to time and needs someone to step up.
Yep.
But there's actually only one player in our team who has the skill set of managing two people who are constantly fighting, and that is Josie.
That's a great point.
Her life is making the two supporters she has stop fighting.
Josie is basically the captain in her life already. So
correct.
Just like born to play this role.
But I do wonder if Josie is your Luke Hodge type.
Ooh,
spiritual leader. Spiritual leader of the team, but perhaps not captain.
All right. Brandon's the captain, spiritual leader, Special case on an off-season trip.
Clever. Yep, no, I'm happy with that. So who's our final selection?
That's a good team, boys. That's a good team.
Who is the final?
So we've put forward all of it. So... I think
Brandon. I'm going Brandon.
So Brandon is captain. I'm having to be.
So.
Yep. And then the Mountain Sisters as vice captains.
I think so.
Yep. Yeah. That, Josie's the spiritual leader.
Yeah. Josie's the captain of the back line.
Yes.
Just barking Damo, orders.
Yep. And boys, Damo is our very good friend Damo.
Yeah. From
host
the Scaredy
of the Scaredy Boys podcast every Friday,
which is out on Fridays.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, Tom, we've probably missed a few people. And that does stress me. But like all Australian teams, there's some probably dog shit decisions in here. And unlike the other All-Australian team, we're open to criticism. And Tom, if people want to email us to let us know how we have fucked this up beyond repair, where can they find us?
So if people want to let us know where we fucked up, just send us an email to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty. Or individually, I'm at Awkward Treed.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And you can find me at howgoodsfooty.
Banned.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. I should probably start looking at including something there. But I keep forgetting, and it's all fucking happening.
You know what I think? I think if you missed out on this team, just in the immortal words of Josie's little cat, better luck next year.
Fuck. We'll be back next week with an episode that's probably less up our own ass. But hey, we just wanted to reward you, the listeners, and the 22 of you that have made the team. Fucking hell. And now, Alexander, please take us out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.